Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We back with another episode. Welcome. If this is your first time here and you read that title right, yes, it said to keep podcasting, to keep going, and to keep showing up. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter what you are facing. It doesn't matter what you are experiencing. Keep showing up, keep podcasting, and keep making a difference for yourself. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it. Because if you don't keep going, if you don't keep podcasting, if you don't keep improving, how do you grow? So in this video, we're going to talk about the importance of keep podcasting, of keep showing up. And the goal behind this video is to explain my trials and tribulations that I've been through, that I've experienced, to not only help you become better, but to experience, but to explain the importance of showing up. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what you are going through. What does matter if you just keep showing up. In other words, keep podcasting, because people need to hear your message, people need to hear your story, and people would like to learn from you. So if this is your first time here, make sure, if this is your first time here at Faye's Knowledge Podcast, make sure you hit that like, make sure you hit that subscribe, and engage in the conversation, because today we're talking about the difficulty of showing up when times get tough, when life get the life in, and you get to going through different challenges for yourself. So let me write it on the board. Keep podcasting, keep showing up, and keep improving. Keep podcasting / showing up. Showing up. There we go. And I'm going to show the board. Hold on, make sure y'all can see that. There we go. Keep podcasting / showing up. The biggest thing that I've learned while podcasting over the last half a decade is that it's hard. It's that it's challenging. It's that it's overwhelming. Nonetheless, hello. Star, what's going on, man? What's going on, brother? Hope you're doing well. Don't have time to stay, but wishing you all the best. I appreciate it. Wishing you all the best as well. I've been seeing you on LinkedIn, and you're getting so many different certifications, so many different accomplishments. So congrats on that, because I know it's hard, but nonetheless, I know you do your thing. So I appreciate you for coming in, though. And so over the last couple of years, one thing that I've learned about podcasting is that you get better the more you show up. Before this episode, before today even came about, I was doubting myself. So I was like, dang, like, is it worth podcasting? Is it worth showing up? Is it worth being consistent? And as I continue to evolve and grow within myself, it's more of me learning why podcasting not only is great, but how it can grow to more things if I really focus on one particular skill. The podcasting is so great because not only are you focusing on one skill, you're improving your communication skills. You're improving the way you show up. You're improving the way you communicate with others. And this will help you position yourself differently, because as you are podcasting, you are making a difference. As you are podcasting, you are showing up. As you are podcasting, you are making a difference for others to not only learn from your previous mistakes, but they're able to learn from your guests, from your experience, from anybody that come onto your platform. Yes, it might just seem like a microphone and a camera, but it's more than your message. It's more than what it seems to be. Podcasting is the key to put yourself out there on a consistent basis and really evolve the more you put yourself out there. It wasn't until recently, 2024, that when I started to learn that podcasting could become a business, that a business can be created around podcasting. I didn't fully understand that. I didn't fully comprehend that. And there's this quote that says, if you do a skill for free, if you can do a skill for free, then you enjoy doing it. But if you can get paid from your skill, you understand the craft behind it. So I'm like, dang, like, how do you get to a point of understanding the craft behind podcasting? Why is it so challenging to really put yourself out there? Why is it so overwhelming to know that the messages, the videos, the content that you're creating is making a difference from somebody? And it taught me that in order for you to make a difference, you have to keep podcasting. You have to keep showing up. You have to keep making a difference when there's no one even watching, when there's no one even supporting you. You have to be the one to support yourself. That's the first one I want to hit on, is that you are your first supporter. You are your first supporter. O-R-T-E-R. There we go. You are your first supporter. Let me show the camera. Hold on. There we go. You are your first supporter. And what does this mean? You are your first supporter, which means you are the one that holds yourself accountable. You are the one that pushes yourself. You are the one that you have to start with, because if you want to make a difference through podcasting, through showing up, through life, you have to be willing to make a difference for yourself. Life shows you that as you are showing up for yourself, you're learning something that you did not understand when you first started. When I first started podcasting a half a decade ago, it was something that I had a desire for. It was something that I had a passion for. It was something that I had a dream of. One day I thought I would make a difference. One day I thought I would make an impact. One day I thought I would help others, not only become their own somebody-ness, but to help them learn how to pursue their dreams. There's something while being on my journey has been countless amount of times when I started something new, when I stopped something new, and I learned a new skill or industry. And it taught me that I can't keep jumping from place to industry, from idea, because if I'm constantly jumping from one thing to the next, then the next thing to the next, how can I perfect this one thing, which is podcasting, which can help me grow to become better? If I'm focused on podcasting, my focus is on real estate, if I'm focused on surplus funds, it was the industry that I learned more about. If I stop trying to learn everything and learn everything in one industry, I can become better. You are your first supporter, because you have to start telling yourself no to your creative ideas, to your thought process that you have, and to things that you are thinking about doing. Because once you start saying no to yourself, you're saying no because I want to focus on podcasting. When I start saying no to real estate, when I start saying no to surplus funds, when I start saying no to different opportunities, my focus became on podcasting. I started to learn more about podcasting, and every detail I'm learning about podcasting goes more in depth with podcasting, because I'm only focusing on podcasting. When you keep podcasting, when you keep showing up, you're focusing on one particular skill. Your skill can grow. You can improve. You just have to be willing to focus on the one thing. I thought that I was really talented and I could really start many different things all at once, and it wasn't until life and I learned that you can't be everything if you don't understand how to be something, When I was in high school, I was a football player. I wasn't a basketball player. I wasn't a baseball player. I wasn't a softball player. I wasn't a soccer player. I was a football player. I slept football. I dreamed of football. I watched football. I played football. So if I want to be a great football player, I have to be willing to study the game. I have to be willing to study the craft. I have to be willing to study the one particular skill. Because if I'm focusing on football, basketball, baseball, soccer, and these different sports, how do I get better at one particular role? My coach used to tell me when I was young that you have to watch the pros and watch how they prepare, watch how they study, watch how they play. Because yes, they play on Sundays, yes, they play on Thursdays, yes, they might play on Mondays. But what about the preparation from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and off-season? Off-season is when the teams are, when the games are not playing, but the teams are focused on becoming better. If I want to be a better podcaster, I have to focus and study about being a podcaster. I can't study about being in real estate. I can't study about being in surplus funds. I can't study about being in different industries because I haven't even mastered one. You are your own supporter because you have to start telling yourself no to opportunities that might appear great. You have to start telling yourself no that one day I'm going to learn so much information about podcasting. As I'm learning about podcasting, I have to say no to things that are going to pull my attention away from this. Yes, you can be creative. Yes, you can be thoughtful. Yes, you can have so many different ideas. But what idea will help you grow to become better? What idea will help you focus to be better? You can only be better when you have focus on one particular thing. When you have focus on one particular skill, because the skill that you are focusing on can grow beyond the means that you can ever imagine. Reason being, because podcasting is the stepping stone that I want to focus on. And if I want to get to the next step, I have to really dive into the language of podcasting. Podcasting, there's so much more than a lot of that I really don't know. And if I want to be great, if I want to make an impact, and if I want to help others become their own somebody-ness, I need to focus on one particular skill. This skill is going to grow. This skill is going to multiply. This skill is going to increase. But until it increases, I have to be willing to start where I'm at. Starting where you are at is so difficult because there's so many different things that you do not know. When I started my journey half a decade ago, 5 years ago, there were so many different things that I did not know. I didn't understand the power of communicating. I didn't understand the power of asking questions. I didn't understand the power of building relationships. Nor did I understand that podcasting could be a business. The reason why it started making sense to me is because, one, I kept podcasting. I kept showing up. And now that as I continue to show up, I start to learn what's underneath the layer. Yes, anyone can have a podcast. Yes, anyone can launch their podcast. But it's what goes underneath the layer that makes a difference, that makes the difference. Focus on the skill. When I start learning about business, and I start learning about what a business model canvas was, how an idea can grow from an idea to impact to making a difference for others. It was so challenging because, for one, it takes a long time to be clear on the thing that you would like to focus on. By thing, I'm referring to the skill. What skill do you want to focus on so you can not only grow into it, but you can develop it even more? You see, podcasting was the skill that I really started paying attention to, I started researching, and then that I start appreciating because there's so much more than just talking on the mic. There's so much more than just getting on the camera. Podcasting not only helps you put yourself out there, but it connects you with us, with strangers. It helps you build relationships, and it helps you make a difference. If I could understand the business side of podcasting would be so much more better because I'm able to reach so many more people at a bigger reach because I wouldn't have to do everything. The challenge is telling yourself that you don't have to do everything. When you keep podcasting / when you keep showing up, you are always learning. You are always improving. You are always growing. You can't grow until you focus on the growth that you are looking to develop. My biggest challenge was that I thought I was creative and can start and stop new opportunities, when the new opportunities meant that I had to start at the bottom and learn the language and learn the information and learn the skills is being presented. We got somebody in the comments to say, how do you keep momentum going when you feel like no one is watching or caring about what you do? Serenity Grace, that is a great question, great phenomenal question. And to answer your question, it's gonna be hard because my first point, I don't know if you heard the first one, is that you are your first supporter. When I started half a decade ago, I was my own supporter because I had a dream. And just because I had a dream, I had to figure out what this dream even consisted of. What did I need to do? What was the purpose behind it? There's days and moments in time when life is overwhelming. I even went through a divorce. I even went through a breakout. I even transitioned out the Marine Corps. But life didn't stop happening. I kept evolving. So to answer your question, how do you keep the momentum? You have to recognize that you are constantly changing, you are constantly evolving, and you have to focus on your goal. What goal are you pursuing? What goal are you chasing? What goal are you looking to accomplish? Because it's going to help you not only keep the momentum, but understand that when life gets challenging, your momentum comes from the challenges that you are pushing through. As you are pushing through it, you're getting better. As you're pushing through it, you're getting stronger. As you're pushing through it, you're getting a lot better. So you have to know that you're getting better with the momentum. The more you show up, the better you get. The more you show up, the more smarter you get. The more you show up, the more information you learn, because there's a lot of things that you don't know. In fact, there's a lot of things I don't know. And as I continue to show up, I learn why the momentum is so important. So hopefully I answer your question, Serenity. Let me know in the comments if I answered it. If not, I will go in deeper and more in depth with it, so that way I can answer to the best answer it a different way. So keep podcasting. You have to understand that life is going to be challenging. Life is going to be overwhelming. But that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. I thought for a while I was doing something wrong because I didn't see no results. And by no results, I didn't see no money for a long time. In fact, I still don't see no money for a long time. I still have to figure out how to create a business around podcasting. I still have to learn how to be more consistent. I still have to figure out how to build a momentum. But that's okay. I didn't get into podcasting to get out of podcasting. I got into podcasting because I wanted to make a difference. My theme that I recently learned is that it's good. It's okay to have a goal and target and things that you like to accomplish, but the time frame might be a lot longer than I could have ever imagined. Like I literally was thinking about this the other day. I was like, dang, like how do most businesses fail? I've been learning and reading about different businesses, how they succeed, how they grow. And this one particular fact like really stuck with me. And it was talking about how, they used a company. It was a company that it was a small business that grew into a massive company. And they said that the investor or the owner didn't start with multiple different businesses. They only had one business, and the business grew to multiple different things. And I'm like, how? That doesn't make sense. I think it was Zaxby's. I think I did research on Zaxby's, because when you go to Zaxby's, they have a little map on there to show you how many locations they have. And the president and CEO, he's got a lot of money. And I'm like, dang, how was he able to have so many different locations and only be in one place? And as I started to do research on Zaxby's, I started to learn that they started their business back in 1980, give or take. And during that time, they was trying to figure out what they wanted to do, how they can bring value to others, how they can help others. And over time, they continue to not only focus on Zaxby's, but they have so many different stores across so many different states and cities and whatnot. But it started with one. they started with one, and then they started to, then they went to two, and then they went to 10, they went to 50, they went to 100. So I'm like, that doesn't make sense. How can a company, how can a business owner start from one and get to however many places that they have? Let me see if I can look it up right quick. Hold on, let me see. Because they have a lot of restaurants. They brought in a new CEO, and the new CEO is supposed to be increasing the amount of restaurants that they have. So I'm like, yeah, dog. Zaxby's total locations. Zaxby's. Oh, okay, yep, I did. It was Zaxby's. So they have over 950 locations, with most of them being in the United States. 950 locations. 900. It was Zaxby's. And so I was wondering, I'm like, how? It didn't make sense to me, because when I start learning about business and understanding the language of it, and recognizing that business is something that when a person has an idea and they have focus, it can grow beyond your limits. And I'm thinking to myself, I keep hearing that a millionaire has 7 different streams of income. I'm like, why do they have 7 streams different? Not why. How do they have 7 streams of different income? And then they proceed to say that I thought that they have 7 different businesses or 7 different ways that they can make money for their company or for themselves. No. What I'm discovering is that they have one skill. They focus on one craft. They have one business, and this one business created multiple different revenues. This one business created into 7. This one business created into 14. This one business created so many different opportunities. And I'm like, how is that even possible? The topic today is keep podcasting, keep showing up. The more you show up, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you improve. And the more you focus on one skill, the one skill can improve, can multiply more than you could ever imagine. And so I got to thinking to myself, I said, dang, that's all you have to do is just focus on one skill, focus on one. Investments, Serenity say investments. Yeah, investments. They definitely invested in themselves first. And when they invest in themselves, they really start to understand the power of focus. That's when I understood I was doing something wrong. I said, hold on, I'm doing something wrong. I'm either learning from the wrong people or I'm not understanding what the right people are actually saying. As you keep podcasting, you keep showing up, you start to discover a lot of information that's going to help you not only grow from where you are at, but it will help you multiply. In the Bible, I'm reading the Bible right now, but in the Bible, there's a story about the, what is it called? The parables, talents of the parables or something like that. Dang, I forgot it, but success leads clues. Yes, they do. Parable of the talents. Is that what's called? Parable of the talents. Dang, why his name ain't coming to me? The story is in Matthew. Parable of the talents. I think it's the parable of the talents. Yeah. Parable of the talents. That's what it's called. And they proceed in the Bible. They proceed to explain that there's 3 different people, right? And one has 5. One is given a bag of 5. And another was given a bag of 2. Another one was given a bag of 1. And the master, he ended up saying that I'm going to leave for a certain amount of time. And then when I get back, we can discuss how many bags I have then. And so the one who had 5, he multiplied his 5 and he ended up having 10. The one who had 2 ended up multiplying his bags and had 4. The one who had 1 end up hiding his bag because he didn't believe in the skill that he had. And so when the master returned, he asked, okay, let me see what y'all have. The one who had 5 have 10 now. He say, the books will show. I can show the receipts. The books will show. He say, well done, good and faithful servant. And then the one who had two now has four. And he say, the books will show. And the master say, well done, good and faithful servant. And the one who had one, he mentioned that he went and hid his talent. And he knew that the master was coming back. And when the master came back, the person who had the one talent gave the master his talent and say, look, master, I have my one talent. And he say, you did it wrong because you weren't supposed to hide your talent. And so he ended up taking the talent away and ended up giving it to the person who had 10. And what this taught me is that if you don't have focus on your talent, if you don't have focus on your skill, how can you multiply it? It might seem like a multiplication of two might seem like a small number, but it's multiplication. You're multiplying your efforts. So if the parable would have done something with that one, he would have had two. It's not as great as four or 10, but your journey is your journey. You have to be willing to focus on your talent. When you focus on the skill that you have, you increase this knowledge. You increase this skill because it comes from you being your own supporter. You have to believe in everything that you are doing. You have to believe in every step that you're taking, because every step that you're taking is preparing you for the next. You don't know what the next is. You understand that belief starts with you. You have to believe in everything that you are doing because you are your number one supporter. The next one I want to hit on is that you have to give yourself grace. I'm learning that now. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Serenity, did I answer your question? How do you keep momentum? Did I answer your question? Next point, give yourself grace. Let me show the boy right quick. Hold on. Give yourself grace. And that lesson is okay, great. Thank you, Serenity. Thank you for letting me know. That giving yourself grace is not only giving yourself, it's not just giving yourself grace, but it's understanding that the journey that you are going to grow through, because you're growing through it. You have to know that everything going to come to you overnight. I'm discovering everything going to come to me overnight. I'm discovering everything is not going to come to me overnight. Because I have to be willing to be patient with the knowledge, be patient with the information, be patient with the transformation. You're transforming. Before I joined the Marine Corps and went to a Marine Corps training, or Marine Corps boot camp training, I wasn't a Marine yet. Excuse me. I didn't know how to be a Marine. Peace and grace like serenity. Grace. That's good. Peace and grace like serenity grace. That's good. Serenity. And so as I was going to the Marine Corps, you can try to watch different videos online. You can try to study ahead of time. But when you get in the game, or when you get in the skill, when you get in the knowledge, it's going to be completely different than you watching it. It was this one guy I was watching on YouTube. He was a Marine and he was showing like the behind the scenes, excuse me, of what it consisted of being a Marine. He showed different days that they went to rifle training, that he was showing his job and so on and so forth. I didn't know what to expect because he already went through the boot camp training. During training, you can't have your phone. I didn't have my phone for 12 weeks. And now we have to learn how to write. Now we have to learn how to, not necessarily learn how to write, but we have to write a lot. Because if you wanted to receive letters, we have to write our family members. And so during that time, you can try to study how to be a Marine until you go through becoming a Marine. Life is going to show you that you can study to be a business owner, that you can study to be a podcaster, that you can study to be anything that you would like to be. But until you get in the journey, but until you dive in, until you start discovering yourself, you start to learn what it takes to become Let's just say a Marine, or let's just say a podcast, or let's just say a business owner. There's lessons that you have to learn that's only taught through the journey. Not before, not after, but during the process. Because the more you show up, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you discover that you do not know. And you have to give yourself grace with the information that you don't know, because there's so much information out there that it can be overwhelming to try to learn it all within a day. And the challenge comes from giving yourself time to learn it. Our training was 12 weeks. 12 weeks is 3 months. And that's 4 weeks for each month. But every day, we learn something new. I literally remember standing outside the chow hall. Chow hall is the cafeteria. And we was lined up in line, and we was wrapped around the building. And as we were standing out there, our guide was the person who's over the recruits or whatnot, and he would step out and start reading the knowledge. Like, we had a book, and they would read the knowledge, and we would be in line repeating the knowledge. Now, the first day that we started doing that, it was overwhelming. And no, not the guide, I'm sorry, the drill instructor. It was the drill instructor calling out the information. It was overwhelming because, one, I'm hungry. I can't speak for everybody else. I'm starving. And they want us to repeat this information. They want us to repeat this knowledge. They want us to say what they are saying. I'm starving. But that's okay. I did it anyways. But what they was doing that I didn't recognize was that they was teaching us the history. They was teaching us the information. They was teaching us the knowledge. You can't learn the knowledge until you are in the knowledge. It wasn't until I got into the knowledge of podcasting that there was so much stuff that I did not know. There was so much information that I wasn't aware of. It's not bad, but that's why you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace, like Serenity say, peace and grace, like serenity grace. Oh, I just caught that. That's okay. I just caught that. Okay, I just caught that. It's not the fact that the information that you know is overwhelming. It's more so you have to give yourself time. When you give yourself grace, you're giving yourself time to understand the information that's coming to you. Just understand why the information is important. To understand the history of podcasting, or the history of being a Marine, or the history of a business. There's history here. There's lessons here. People write books about business. People write books about podcasts. People have written books about being a Marine. Now, I can't say that I read all of them. I didn't read all of them. In fact, they had us do we had to read like some war books or war history books to help us get promoted. And I read about a couple, probably like one or two. Nonetheless, I digress. When you're giving yourself grace, you're giving yourself permission to learn the information. You're giving yourself permission to try the information. You're giving yourself permission to understand if you know and comprehend what the information is giving you. You can't become great until you focus on what great means to you. I had to sit back within myself and discover what great meant to me, because I had a dream. I have a goal. I have things that I would like to accomplish in my life. But before I start accomplishing those things in my life, I have to start with myself. What goal am I trying to accomplish right now? So with podcasting, I want to learn the business side about podcasting. I have been learning about the business side about podcasting. And not going to lie, overwhelming, but the lessons that's there is priceless. I couldn't read it in a book. I can't find it online because it's something that I have to go through. I have to give myself grace to know that I'm going to mess things up, to know that I'm not going to fully understand things. And the more I show up, the more I learn. As long as I'm learning, I'm improving. As I'm improving, I'm giving myself grace. Serena to say, I was taught by creating small habits like making a bed from there. You feel more accomplished by completing smaller tasks. Therefore, building up momentum. Wow, that's good. Serena, to you literally just asked a question about momentum, and you had the answer to your own question. You had the answer to your own question, and you just said it like that. So that was well said. Every day I get up, you just made me think of something as well. Before I joined the Marine Corps, I started to make my bed up every day. Doing the Marine Corps every day, every day we. Not necessarily forced, but we had to make our bed up. But there's a certain way to make it. The exact way that they taught us to make our bed, that's the exact way that we was, not necessarily forced, but encouraged to make the bed up. So that way, it can be uniform. Like, if you see the Marine Corps boot camp videos or training thing, anything of nature, and look in the background, look at the beds are all gonna look the same. The beds are all gonna look the same. I'm a coach also. What do you coach, Serenity? The beds are all gonna look the same, but it's the small habits that you are focused on that will increase the small habits into more of a habit, into more of a win, into more of a success. But you have to start small. You have to start with where you are at and give yourself grace while you are starting. Not gonna know everything. When I start reading different books, I start to recognize that the information is different, but the authors inside of the books, they start reciting other authors. They start mentioning other books in the lesson they've learned. So I'm like, oh, we are all learning. It doesn't matter what you're learning, it just matters that you are learning. So when you say mental health and spiritual, that's how that's spiritual. Okay, I see why. Okay. Hold on, how do you add somebody? I don't know how to add somebody on here. Serenity, if you would like, do you mind sending a request to join live so that way I can hear more about your story? I'm not going to lie, I don't know how to accept it because I'm on a different, but if you send it and I see it, I'll accept it. Let me see. I'll just wait. And so, like, hello. I'll try. Okay. Yeah. When you send it, let me know. And then I'll try to see if I can find it. Yeah. And so when you keep podcasting, you're always showing up no matter what, because there's some things that life is going to toss at you, and as it tosses at you, you have to be willing to know that you might get knocked down, you might lose your balance, you might be discouraged, but that's absolutely okay. You have to be discouraged to know that discouragement is a doubt that you have within yourself. Discouragement can be changed into belief. You just have to understand why you are discouraged. Are you discouraged because you don't understand the information? Are you discouraged because you don't fully know what you are speaking about? Or are you discouraged because you worry about what others are saying to you? To have a business, what I'm learning, you have to be really, really committed to your journey, to your mission, to your purpose, because life will not only throw you off balance, but everyone that doesn't get what you are saying could throw you off as well. And so never try to say that what you are doing is not important, because the more you keep showing up, the more you keep podcasting, the more you will learn lessons along your journey. Like, prime example, like, I literally asked Serenity to send an invitation, and I have no idea how to accept the invitation if she do send it. But I'm going to try to find it. You don't... Hold on, what she say? Serenity say, hold on. let's connect and create another one. Don't want to disturb your flow. I appreciate that, Serenity. I'll send you a message so that way we could potentially schedule a podcast on Failures Not Podcast. If you would like to, send me a DM and then we can schedule it like that. Life is going to show you that the more you show up, the smarter you get. And that the smarter you get, the more you recognize that you don't fully know everything. And like, you might know more than you knew when you started, but just because you started doesn't mean you're not going to keep learning. There's people who write books inside the books that have, what is it called, other books that they recommend for others to read. They don't necessarily recommend it. They just be like, in the book, in this book, I've learned da 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 da. And one time, I was speaking to somebody, and like as they, not even one time. Recently, I had went to this event, and it was an event about AI and how artificial intelligence, how you can start using it for your workflow, for your everyday schedule, and so you can make your everyday life easier. And so when the moderator, I think it was his name, or the person who was asking questions, the question that he asked, he was like, so how do you, I can't remember the exact question, so I'm going to use an example. How do you use AI in your business and to make the work less redundant and less repeatable? And so it was three people on the panel, and one person, the way she answered every question, every response, she literally recited an article. She literally recited her research. She literally recited what she was reading and what she was searching. And I'm like, that's interesting. And after the event, I literally asked her, why did you do that? Why did every time they asked the question, why did you come back with an article or research or data or statistics, numbers? And she explained that your opinion is good, but if you have data to back up what you are saying and you can recite where you got it from, oh my goodness, your opinion is supported by facts because you took time to look it up. And I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I didn't say it out loud. I just said it in my head because that you have to really be focused on your craft to learn about your skill. Recently, I've been focusing on podcasting to learn this craft, to learn the business behind it, to learn the importance of it. I'm looking at data. I'm remembering the data. I'm trying to remember where I got it from, and really just bringing it out to the light. Excuse me. As I'm explaining and answering different things. I think Buzzsprout said this, but I'm not for sure it was Buzzsprout. I have to look it up again. It said 90%, over 90% of podcasters stop podcasting at episode number 3. I'm like, episode number 3? That's only 3 episodes. I'm like, why? And it's to the point where it's so much that goes into podcasting, I understand why people quit before 3 episodes. You have to record, you have to edit, you have to post, you have to manage, you have to be consistent, you have to show up daily. It's overwhelming. And this is coming off from opinion, experience, and additional research. Because 90% of people who start a podcast stop between episode number 3. And then to get in the 10%, all you have to do is record 20 episodes. Are you serious? 10 episodes? I'm sorry, 20 episodes. And so the more you show up, as you are keep podcasting, as you are keep showing up, you have to give yourself grace because there's a lot of things that you do not know, you will not know until you do additional research and you keep showing up. It doesn't matter how long it takes. I keep telling myself, I'm not on a timer to succeed. I'm on a timer to evolve. I have to keep evolving. I have to keep improving. I have to keep showing up no matter what, because the more I show up, the more I keep podcasting. Life is going to show you that you are getting better, but you're getting better in a small incremental way, because people don't see your wins. People don't see and celebrate what you go through. People don't see and recognize what you're going through is the most difficult thing there is, because you're changing, you're evolving, you're improving. But podcasting doesn't stay the same. In fact, you just keep improving. That's the biggest thing that I've learned by being on this journey, is that as you are giving yourself grace, you have to know that you don't know everything. I don't even know everything. All the books and all the research, all the data that I'm looking at, I'm amazed about how much information is out there about podcasting. I would have never thought that there's so much information when it comes to podcasting. And I just thought about this random fact. I'm in the craft. Steve Jobs said that podcasting is like an iPod and broadcasting at the same time. So you have your iPod back in, I think, what, 2006? The iPod, you remember the ones that you can, I remember the little small one, had the little circle, had the play, had the next, and it had the volume right there. And then it had, like, right in the middle, it had the play. I appreciate it, Serenity. The fact that I remember those details, and I didn't know nothing about podcasting back then, but I knew about iPod. I just knew, as I started doing research and then start watching videos, Steve Jobs literally said and introduced the terminology podcast, because they had an iPod and you can listen to your music or listen and network with many people across different worlds, different cultures, different places. Broadcast is that you're speaking to a lot of people. But in the simplest term, you're speaking to a lot of people. And for you to speak to a lot of people, you have to be consistent. When you're consistent, you have to keep podcasting. Before you get consistent, you have to know that your goal that you are achieving will take a lot of effort from you, because you have to give yourself grace. You're not going to know everything. Moreover, you can learn more you can know now, because as you are learning, you are growing. And as you are growing, you are developing. When you develop, you grow. When you develop, you grow. As you growing, you improve. So the last point I want to hit on is that you have to learn your craft. That's the last point I want to hit on. Learn your craft. Learn your craft. I'm gonna put that right here. I'm gonna show it. Learn your craft. And I put craft instead of skill because it is a craft. It is an ability to get better or ability to improve. Excuse me. That comes from you focusing on the skill that you currently have. If I would have quit podcasting, correction, the pauses that I took from podcasting, I wasn't quitting. I was just gaining more clarity. And so over time, as I got more clear, I started to understand the importance of podcasting. I started to understand the importance of showing up. And I started to understand the importance of learning your craft. Your craft builds confidence. Your craft builds skills. Your craft builds determination. I saw Kobe Bryant say this one time in an interview. He said, preparation builds confidence. If you're prepared, you will be confident. He said the shots that he was taking at the last second, he literally practiced those many times. And so when he took the final shot, and the shot went in, Kobe Bryant wasn't surprised, because he took that shot so many different times. You have to take that shot so many different times for you to improve on your craft, for you to improve on your skill, and for you to show up every day to get better. You have to want to get better, because to get better, it comes from you wanting to get better. For me to get better, it comes from me deciding to get better. I have to learn the small details, the small information when it comes to podcasting, if I want to be better, if I want to improve, if I want to grow, if I want to help a lot of people. I have to understand the business side of podcasting more than just podcasting itself. Understanding the layers that goes into your craft will help you become a better craftsman, because you're able to understand the skills and the knowledge and the information you need to have, so you can be more prepared. Preparation comes from your determination. And as you are determined to get better, you slowly start to improve. You slowly start to grow. And you slowly start to learn your craft. Your craft is so important because your craft is something that you focus on. It's something that you pay attention to. And it's something that you give attention to. If I wanted to be a Marine, hence, I had to go through the training. If I wanted to be a Marine, I had to go get educated on being a Marine. If I wanted to be a Marine, I had to go to the boot camp training. If you want to be a podcaster, you have to go through the training of being a podcaster. You have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to learn. And you have to be willing to do it on a consistent basis, because the more you grow, the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you develop, the more you develop, the more you are developing your craft. You can only get better when you learn that getting better has a cost for you to pay. Learning your craft, you have to pay the price so your craft can be studied every single day. When you keep podcasting, you keep showing up. The more you show up, the better you become. The better you become, the smarter you get. The smarter you get, the more knowledge you have. When you have more knowledge, your craft becomes the skill, and the skills become something that you can teach others on how to do. Launching your podcast is the most difficult thing there is, because to keep momentum, you have to start with no momentum. To go up the hill, you have to be willing to push up the hill. There's literally a picture of a guy pushing a rock up a hill. But to start building that momentum, you have to build when it's hard. You have to build when it's steep. You have to build before you get the momentum, because the more you push, the more you go, it's going to be hard. The more you push, the more you go, you will get pushed back. The more you push, the more you go, the more you get stronger. Life is about getting stronger. You can only get strong the more you push. The more you push, the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you study your craft, the more you study your craft, the better of a podcaster you will become. Life is going to show you that you can get better. You just have to decide to get better every single day. When life is difficult, get better. When life is challenging, get better. When you are overwhelmed, get better. Because there's no better choice to make for yourself than getting better. Because to become a better podcaster, you have to decide to learn the craft, to study the craft, and to implement the craft every single day, every single opportunity you get. I have to be studying about podcasting. Because if I'm not studying, I'm not prepared. If I'm not researching, I don't have any preparation. If I don't understand, I can't get better. You see, if I want to get better, I have to know that it starts with me understanding the goal behind me showing up. Podcasting takes time to grow. Podcasting takes time for you to grow. But when you decide to grow, you're not growing for yourself. You're growing into yourself. Reason being, because the more you podcast, the better you become. The better you become, the smarter you get. The smarter you get, the more you learn. You can't be willing to be okay with where you are at. You have to continue to go search, to go research, and look up information that will help you become better. Studying your craft is you learning the skill. Studying the craft is you building the confidence. Studying the craft is helping you understand more about your skill that you like to develop within yourself. Podcasting has to be studied, has to be improved, has to be involved, because you have to be the one that improves. You have to be the one that grows. You have to be the one that comes from determination. To build momentum, you have to start with nothing. To have success, you have to start with no success. To start with growth, you have to start with with where you are at. Because when you keep podcasting, you keep showing up. As you keep showing up, you are your first supporter. You have to be the one to encourage yourself. You have to be the one to support yourself until you get around others that will not only push you, but they will encourage you. They will inspire you. They will motivate you. They will say, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. Just don't feel like you're doing it alone, because I was there. I was once there.
What's that song? I was lost, but I was found. When you get around the community, you was lost, and now you're found because your community is helping you grow. You see, when you give yourself grace, you have to give yourself grace, because many times in your life you're going to get knocked down. You're going to take one step forward and 10 steps back. But the 10 steps back are the lessons that you have to learn so you can take 2 steps forward, 8 steps back, 3 steps forward, 7 steps back. You see, you have to have a balance by the way you show up, because you have to give yourself grace. The more you give yourself grace, eventually it will balance out. Eventually you will take more steps ahead, and as you are getting ahead, you start to not go back as much, but you're still going to go back. You're still going to have trials and tribulations. Life is still going to knock you down. On the contrary, as it's knocking you down, you get up faster because you're a lot more prepared. And you get up faster because you have a lot more preparation. As you get knocked down, you get back up a lot faster because people are there to help you get there. So when you give yourself grace, you have to learn your craft every day, every chance you get. Learn your craft. Every chance I get, I'm learning about podcasting. I'm studying about podcasting. I'm researching about podcasting. I'm reading about podcasting. I want to be the best podcaster I can be. And for me to be the best podcaster I can be, I have to do additional work. You have to do additional work if you're willing to get better. When you're getting better, you are able to improve, you're able to grow, you're able to become better within yourself, because life is going to show you that you are getting better because you are determined to be better. Podcasting is a choice. I have to choose to become a better podcaster, and over time, I will be a better podcaster. And so when you keep podcasting, just remember, you have to keep showing up. The more you show up, the difficult it gets. And moreover, the more you show up, the better of a podcaster you get, you become. So life is going to show you, that it's going to be hard, but just because it's hard doesn't mean you can't push through. So find a way to push through, find a way to show up, and keep podcasting, because people need to hear your message. Because here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we turn failed setbacks into success and help you become your own somebodyness. If you got value from this and really enjoy watching this podcast episode or listen to this podcast episode, let me know in the comments below your biggest takeaway on how you are going to keep showing up for yourself and why that is important for yourself. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it, love to engage with it, and I will respond. I will respond to those who leave a comment. I will respond to you. So let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why you're going to start showing up for yourself. Let me know, and then I will get back to you as well. And make sure you like, hit that subscribe, and if you haven't yet, click this video right here so you can watch more videos on how to become your own somebodyness.